Hey there, welcome to Tip Tap Tip. My name is Eric.
My name is Rochelle.
I sound a lot better, right?
Yeah, but you're still coughing. Still making gross snot noises.
But I sound better, right? Other than barring the gross snot noises and coughing and all that stuff, right?
Yeah, your voice sounds better.
Man, how did we put out a show on Wednesday? How'd that work out?
I don't know.
Just perseverance. Perseverance and stubbornness.
Yeah, from you.
Yeah. And those two qualities are going to be what make sure the show gets it once the baby comes along.
Yeah.
Exactly. Because I'm cracking the whip.
Because we like doing it.
Oh, yeah. We like doing it. But sometimes you got to put a bit of fire under your ass.
Under my ass, maybe.
don't breathe on me with those crackers, please.
I'm not.
I can smell them. They're gross.
Eric, you want me to put them in the other room?
Yes. Rochelle has these what are they, rice crackers?
Rice crisps.
We were talking shortly before we
they're so good, and I don't think they smell that bad.
I'm not the only one who's commented on their smell, Rochelle.
I don't notice it. Well, I don't notice any. Eric thinks they smell like ass.
They do smell like, if you could take the essence of ass,
taste, oven baked, low fat, and they're cheese flavored, and they're rice crackers. I don't know. They're really good.
I'm not the only
cholesterol and gluten free. Eric, it's a good thing, and it's not like I'm eating a whole bag of chips.
Get them away. I hate those crackers. Who makes those crackers so we can know who's not going
Hot
to be.
Kid.
Right? What?
Hot Kid.
That's the name of the brand. That's a weird name for a brand.
Want Foods.
That's awful. Now hurry up so we can continue with the show. Get those things. I hate them so much. I know I'm being so demanding. Like last episode.
I know.
Last episode, I was, you know, even though we had you do the beginning of the show, I interrupted. That was the thing. And you got mad at me.
Yeah.
Because I'm a big interrupter.
Well, because you said, no, how about you open, Rochelle? Why don't you do it? And then you didn't let me do it because you just want to control the show. You're just so used to controlling the show.
It's hard.
And then you ruined it. I was trying to do an extra special one. But anyway, yeah, we got a response from that from our good friend in Toronto, Scarborough Dude. He wrote on Twitter, tell Rochelle the Tip Tap Tip opening you fucked up was a great opening anyway. / you opener hog. See, he gets it because he's been listening to Tip Tap Tip for a while. He knows that Eric's an opener hog.
I'm an opener hog? Is that my...
You totally are. Out of all the episodes, it's like mostly Eric opening the show.
So it should be producer / host / opener hog? That should be my...
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. Well, I guess we'll
have
to...
Title.
I'll have to adjust the business cards.
No, don't. We already have 1,000 of those kicking around.
We'll have those forever.
Yeah.
And we should just give those out for Halloween. Oh, fuck. We're going to get Halloween people this year. Motherfucker.
What?
Oh, sorry. I just realized that because we moved into the upper floor of a house, and we used to live in an apartment, which was great.
Oh, that means we're going to get trick-or-treaters?
Yes.
Fun.
That means we have to buy shit.
Well, you don't have to, Eric. You can if you want to be a cheap ass. You can, you know, turn your lights off
and
disappear.
Yeah, that's what my dad does every year.
Yeah.
Or we could just go out, you know, we could just go out to...
And I've heard what a lot of kids do nowadays actually is they go to malls.
They go to malls?
Yeah.
That's a thing now. How's that work?
It's a thing. I don't know. Because it's apparently safer because it's indoors and it's not cold, and then they get the candy from stores.
It's fucking pussies. It's fucking 5-year-old pussies.
I don't know. I did trick or treating in my neighborhood. And I never got an apple with a razor blade in it. And
no, I got.
I never got poison candy, and I never got jumped. It was And it was just, me and my brothers wandering around together. We didn't even have our parents come with us.
No, I don't remember.
You know how some parents would drive?
Yeah, they kind of like hang out. And like,
yeah. Our parents didn't do that.
It's like, all right, see you back in a few hours. Daddy's going to get into special juice and then take a nap for the rest of the night.
Nice.
Right.
No, our tradition for Halloween was, get a big bowl of chili. My mom would always make a big pot of chili.
Yeah.
And, so we would eat dinner and then, well, we're getting ready.
Yeah.
And then, we all get our, pillowcases and just head on out.
Nice.
And then if we got cold, we'd run back home for a bit, or if our bags got too full, we'd run back home for a bit, empty them out. Then after trick-or-treating, we'd come back, and we would set up trading booths. Because I had three brothers.
Yeah.
So between the four of us, I mean, we got a lot of candy. And we set up trading booths, and then we would trade, you know, if we got a chocolate bar that we didn't like, we would try and trade it with somebody else.
Like, what was your chocolate bar of choice, the one that you'd always trade?
I loved, like, Coffee Crisp.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. And what would you trade for Coffee Crisp? What would you get rid of?
Never really liked like the Cracker Jacks.
Yeah. They're kind of
bullshit. I wasn't a huge fan of those. I don't think I really cared for O'Henry's.
Mm.
It's just like a lot of peanuts and I wanted more chocolate.
Okay. I'm going to be quiet for about 2 seconds because that furnace was blasting. And I need at least good 2 seconds of silence so I can isolate the noise afterwards. Ding, we're done.
I don't get it.
No, because when I do the noise removal, right? What it does is, because I take like a part of the sound which has like nobody talking or no clips or anything like that, right? And it analyzes that and it says, okay, get rid of that shit, right? And then it applies it to the whole thing. You don't understand what I'm talking about.
No, I get it.
So I just.
But that's pretty amazing that it can do that.
It's magical. I have to remember when that was. Six minutes in or something. So I'll look for that when I'm doing things afterwards. Anyways, yeah. Lots has been going on. Actually, no. Let me say the most important thing that's been going on this weekend with Rochelle and I. A little game. On the iPad and the iPhone that we've been playing to death. I found out about it.
Draw something.
I found out about this game from some people at work, and I decided to check it out. And
evil. It's gonna suck you in and destroy your life, and you won't be able to sleep at night because all you want to do is do this game.
Yeah, exactly. It's a drawing.
But weren't you saying that yesterday so many people were trying to download the app that it basically like froze?
It seemed like it because I was able to play it fine, Friday, no problem, right? And, you do your turn, then, you'd usually get your turn quite soon thereafter, right? But it seemed like that the game got really, really popular over the weekend, and the amount of delay between the time that you submitted your game, like your turn, and
submitted my drawing,
and it turned up, like, you know, it informed the person who was whose turn it was that it's time to play would sometimes take a while, like even hours we're talking. So, but anyways, yeah, that's what we've done. It's kind of like a Pictionary type game. You get a word, you draw it to the best of your ability on like an iPhone or whatever, and person guesses what it is.
Like, then they get to do the drawing and vice versa, and it goes on.
I don't know what the end game of this is, because it doesn't seem to be like, you get little coins, virtual coins, of which you can get.
I know, but there's not even really any way to look at how many coins you have.
Oh, yeah, there is.
Oh, yeah, I haven't figured that out yet.
Yeah.
But, it's pretty fun. Sometimes, like, I like it better when you're actually drawing with somebody that you know.
Yeah.
It's definitely a lot better, because some people, they don't even
appreciate it when you draw cocks and balls on random drawings and send them out to complete strangers.
No, that's not what I was going to say. I was going to say some people don't even try and draw, and they just write the fucking word.
Oh, yeah, they do. I've seen that.
And it's like, oh, well, what's really?
I had one person say, right, lol, I'm drunk, after they did a shitty drawing. I'm like, all right, I guess you're drunk.
Yeah, I had one person do the worst drawing, like just some really, really, really bad drawings. They draw it in like 1 second and they're like, try and guess that. And it's like, yeah, that
looks like a turd.
Yeah. What the fuck?
Yeah. Draw something. If you want to play games with us on there, I'm Eric Tip Tap Tip and Rochelle is Rochelle E. May. Yeah, give us a shout.
YMAY.
Yeah. We'll, it's the same as our Twitters, basically.
Yep.
Yeah. So let's get
in. Our Twitters.
Yeah, this is actually a story which was sent in from Kelvin. And I actually do have to apologize because he sends in like stuff all the time. Like, you know, and it's been really bad for the like last few weeks because we've just been like, doing like nonstop Eurovision videos.
Yeah.
I'm like, yeah, we'll get to those. But this is and he probably thinks we're pieces of shit because we're like, all we're talking about is Eurovision. We never talk, we never really touch on a lot of the stories.
I don't think he thinks we're pieces of shit.
If he did, he would be sending us stuff.
Yeah. But
anyways, this is something that he had sent in. That's an interesting study. Rich, educated people are more likely to lie and cheat. Several experiments using different measures of class in different situations consistently showed that the upper classes were more likely to engage in unethical behavior than those from the lower classes. Reported a summary of the results. Reported a summary of the results to be published in the Journal of Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. One of the experiments found that California drivers in expensive cars were 50% more likely than those with average cars to cut off a pedestrian trying to cross the street. Now, Rochelle had mentioned something. When we were driving downtown to drive a friend of ours home today, I think you mentioned that, your experience with people with expensive cars is.
No, I just said the worst person to have in front of you or around you is somebody who is the worst driver and is not paying attention properly. Mm. And they're in a really fucking expensive car. Mm. Like that, I just said that freaks the shit out of me because I don't want to hit those people.
Yeah, cause
if those people are really bad drivers and they're braking and stopping and they don't know when they're turning and all that kind of stuff right in front of you, it really freaks me out. Like I want to get away from them.
Mm.
Yeah, because if you hit them, then you got to pay for their super expensive car.
Ugh, these things.
That's all I said.
Okay, so
I didn't say people with expensive cars are bad drivers.
Well, this is science that says that rich, educated people are more likely to lie and cheat. So it is true. If you think that rich people are scum, science proves it.
I think maybe the reason, like the only explanation that I can think of is that if they get into an accident, they're like, well, fuck it, I got money and whatever, I'll just pay for it.
Yeah. It was funny. We were. This is something that Rochelle had mentioned when we were also driving downtown. She turns to me. She says, "Do you think stupid people are happier?" And I'm like, "Most likely they are. I would say so. Yeah, they were probably more happy than the person who's smart enough to realize his problems in the weight of the world. They just live."
Don't even think about it.
They just live by the day, like, you know, fuck it. I was wondering about a question. It's sort of odd because I'm like, okay, where's this question coming from? I look over to my left and what did you say? He said,
I just said, oh, you probably know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. And I looked at these people. I'm like, Now I'm not one to judge. Okay. I am one to judge, but,
they didn't, it's not that they looked like they were stupid. They just seriously didn't look like they really had any worries or they didn't really give a shit about anything. Cause they were like dressed like they were still like punk rock stars from the 80s or something.
You can describe this look if you want.
No, but it was bad. Like it was in a bad way.
Okay.
Don't you think?
Yeah, well, it's hard to miss like a large, was it cheetah print or leopard print?
It was like a tiger print patch on the back of a jean jacket.
Like, but it takes up the whole back, and it's not like it's like a tiger print patch with like a band name. No, it's just the tiger print. But like it's like they turned the saturation up because it was actually brighter colors.
Yeah.
And
the guy looked like he was what, like 50 or something?
Yeah.
Like he looked older.
Yeah.
And then the woman had just like really, really bad bleach blonde hair.
Fried.
Yeah. Box dyed hair.
But they, you know what?
Well, but they looked happy.
we may poke fun, but some days when I'm crying myself to sleep, I'll think, wow, I wish I was dumber.
I wish I just had the tiger jacket.
And I wish I had the tiger jacket. Life would be so much better if I had the fucking tiger jacket. It was a little bit dumber.
Yeah.
I
don't know. And then I always think about that movie Idiocracy because, you know, all the like the hillbilly type people are just fucking away and drinking and fucking and drinking, and the smart people are working and worrying. I recommend that movie to anybody. Yeah. Please watch it. So
I think
good.
Actually I saw somewhere that the entire thing is on YouTube, so maybe I'll post a link for that.
Is it on Netflix?
No, I looked for it.
Oh.
Bullshit.
Can we watch it on YouTube then?
I thought I saw it earlier today, but I'll have to double check.
Yeah, I wouldn't mind watching that again.
Yeah. This is another thing sent in a while back, also by Kelvin. Cold weather could have saved Swedish man trapped in snow-covered car for 2 months.
Wow. What?
That's right. Yeah, a Swedish man pulled from a snowed-in car claiming he had not eaten for 2 months, had lived in the vehicle since mid-2011. He claimed that he had not had access to food since December 19 and had survived on snow. Starving and barely able to move or speak, the man himself, who's been hospitalized, has so far shed little light on the mystery of how and when he got into the unlikely situation. While the claim he had survived a full 60 days with no food and in temperatures down to minus 30 degrees Celsius, which is fucking cold, had drawn skepticism, experts say it is theoretically possible. Tommy Cederholm, a professor of clinical nutrition at Uppsala University, pointed out to Aftonbladet, I don't know what that is, that 60 days is considered the maximum period a human can survive without food if water is available. Surviving more than 60 days is unlikely, but cold temperatures can mean the metabolism and energy use declines. So maybe because it was cold, he was using less energy and he somehow kind of hibernated.
Okay, but so where was his car?
Well, that's exactly it. Like they don't really have a lot of details as to how he got caught. Like, or they even like how he got caught in this situation.
It doesn't make any sense.
What?
Unless his car stalled in the middle of nowhere.
If it's in the middle of nowhere and it stalls, and like in a type of place that people...
And he doesn't have a cell phone.
And type of place that people just kind of avoid during the winter and like come out and check it out in the springtime.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can see that happening.
That is fucked.
Yeah.
2 months?
Yeah.
Without food?
Yeah.
And just eating snow?
Yeah.
Eric, I think we need to put a gun in our car.
I think I need a gun in the house.
Maybe we should put a whole bunch of beef jerky in our car, too.
Wouldn't hurt.
It'd be kind of fun.
How long does beef jerky last? Like, is there...
Forever. It's dried.
Okay, there's like no, like it's not like a 6 months or like a year or anything like that?
No, I don't think so. I think any sort of food that's dried. Because native people used to, like Indians used to bury food or meat in the ground, and that's how beef jerky was made. And you could bury it for like a year or something.
Really?
And go back to it and eat it. Yeah. Oh, it's like...
It means like somewhere out
natural
there.
Natural preservation, right?
Underneath the ground, it's like some forgotten beef jerky.
Yeah. Go look for it now, Eric.
Okay, show's over.
I mean, okay, I'm not an expert on beef jerky, but that's my guess is that it's, you know, it's dried. It's like dried fruit. How could dried fruit go bad?
That's true.
Right?
Actually, speaking of that, that kind of brings up a something I had read a while back. I don't know if you remember, there was a...
Okay, but I don't think we should put beef jerky in our car, because if we did that, I would probably just eat it all.
Yeah, if you got to it first.
I'd be driving, I'd be like, beef jerky would be good.
Pull over.
Pull over.
All right. But I don't know if you remember a while back, there was a story that was floating around how McDonald's hamburger had, you know, had been left out and had been basically...
Yeah, there's so many people that do that stuff.
Basically had been left out and not, like, gone bad, right?
Yeah.
Like, it just kind of grew stale and kind of gross, right?
Yeah.
And people were saying that, you know, that's because it's sort of full of preservatives and stuff like this, and that's why it didn't go bad, right?
Mm-hmm.
But actually, I was reading a sort of an analysis of that story from like a scientific journal or something, a scientific website. And actually, the reason that it's not going bad is not due to the preservatives, but actually it's because the way that the buns and the beef is made, it actually is dried out before it has time to rot. Meaning that, like, it'll get, like, hard, right? But, like,
yeah.
You know, so if, like, a bun dries out and becomes, well, I guess essentially stale, there's nothing really, if there's no moisture in it, there's nothing for the mold or the bacteria to kind of go on to or bad, which is not saying that McDonald's is any better to eat. I'm just saying that that's kind of an interesting sort of take on it, because people were claiming that the reason that it was, you know, why it wasn't going
well. Well, you would just assume that because it's, you know, mass-produced food.
Yeah.
You just assume that it would be from preservatives.
You know, and it doesn't mean that I don't get the McDonald's shits every time I eat McDonald's.
Yeah.
I still do, but it's so good.
Yeah, I know. I think they got that. You don't need to talk about your shit anymore.
You sure?
Please don't. Don't.
We have a website, tiptaptip.com. And you go there, and you do stuff like go to our Twitter and our Facebook. You can even comment on the individual episodes themselves and,
check out past episodes.
Yeah. We have lots of episodes. We're coming up on 300, you people. People that do the things. And we don't know what we're going to do about it.
So much content.
Yeah, so if we...
Like, we should, like, put it together and do, like, memories of Tip Tap Tip.
That involves work.
Huh?
That involves a bit of work.
That's, yeah, but you do all that work, so it's okay.
Yeah, so it's fine. Yeah, Eric does it, fine.
Exactly.
But if there's any particular moment from our past episode that you want to think should be included in a, oh, hey, that was a great time, let me know. Maybe I'll play it on our 300th. You know, it's funny because...
That'd be kind of cool. Like if we got, is that what you're saying? Like if we got our listeners to be like, hey, I really like this one show where this happened. Or
and let me know around the minute
or whatever
it happened in, because I don't want to be hunting around the whole episode.
No, they can just, I can help with that. Like if they say the episode, then I can kind of find it.
Yeah. Actually, it's funny though, because there's a lot of things I just don't remember. And actually, I think, did I mention this on the other show that Scarborough Dude had said, oh yeah, I remember that time you did that thing on that show. I'm like, no.
Like what?
He made a reference to something I did on the previous episode, and I explained, like, you know, once the mic's on and I'm recording, it's like I don't want to say I'm on autopilot, right? But I'm just kind of like some things I just don't remember what I say.
No, I know. I'm the same way. People will ask me, you know, like we'll say, we do a show today, and then tomorrow I'll be talking to somebody about Tip Tap Tip, and they'd be like, so what do you guys talk about? And I'm like,
I pipe up on the story.
No, but I won't even remember what we talked about the show the night before.
Mm.
Like that's pretty bad.
Yeah.
It's just because we do it so often. It's just like having a natural conversation.
Yeah.
Right?
What did you say like 3 months ago, listener?
I have no idea.
Yeah, not so easy, is it?
Yeah.
Okay. here's a here's a trailer. You know, because we talk about all these trailers that they make these pornographic parodies of all our childhood memories, and I think this is probably
we have yet to watch one of those pornographic parodies. We've seen the trailers, but we've never actually watched one.
Well, I don't think you're going to want to watch this one.
Okay.
Because I find the trailer exceptional.
What was the last one? Wasn't there like some sort of Star Trek one?
There was like a Star Wars one I think we watched last, which wasn't a really good trailer. There's like a Flintstone one, which is weird.
Yeah, that's weird. Bam Bam. Bam Bam wants to Bam Bam.
Yeah, exactly. But this is probably the creepiest one of all. This is a Pee-wee's Pee-wee's Playhouse.
Gross.
XXX.
I hope they don't make the chair sexual.
Oh, goodness, I hope not. Cherry wants you to shoot on my face.
Lick, lick.
Yeah, blah, blah.
Are you ready for me, sunshine?
I'm ready for you, Pee-wee.
Ready or not, here I come. Hear it?
That's the end of that. It didn't really show a lot other than he made pancakes into breasts and kind of played with them. I don't know.
Yeah, and then they're...
I'm kind of glad that they didn't, because it probably would just destroy my mind had I envisioned Pee-wee Herman banging some...
I know, it's not hot.
Who's the audience for this? This is what I can't figure out. Like, I get... You know, I get the sort of the one-time sort of joke, right? You know, it's like, but then after that, it's not something you return to.
No, but maybe that's all it is. Maybe all it is just one-time joke.
It's like, wouldn't it be
like,
funny?
Like, hey, this is fucked. Let's watch this.
Wouldn't it be funny if Pee-wee Herman just totally had sex with da-da-da-da-da? Well, it'd be kind of creepy and weird. And I guess if that's what you get off on.
Yeah, but Pee-wee Herman is not.
He's not somebody sexual. He's somebody kind of. He's sort of like man-child.
But you said that when I was asking you why all porn star dudes are unattractive, you're like, because guys don't want to look at a hot dude. They just want to look at a hot chick.
Yeah, well.
Right? So it doesn't matter if Pee-wee's not hot.
Oh, yeah. I mean, this, he's just some dude in this particular trailer.
Yeah. Right?
So. But maybe he has a massive hog. Who knows? That's probably not casting him for his face, apparently.
Yeah, they never do.
Maybe they're casting him for his Pee-wee Herman impression.
I don't think so. It's not that great.
It's all right.
Well, it's okay.
Better than me.
Yeah. I don't get it, because of all the different characters. I don't see how all the different characters in the Pee-wee show could be sexual, except for like the girl that he falls in love with, like in the movie.
If there was a TV show that you could. If you would want turned into a porn adaptation.
Gummy Bears.
Oh, that's just fucked.
I don't know. That's the first thing I thought of.
Gummy Bears?
Oh. They jump really high. That's the show that I watched as a kid, as well as Pee-wee Herman in the morning.
Wow.
Yeah. What would you think would be like fucked up to turn into a porn?
Charmed.
No, Charmed would be way too easy to turn into a porn.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, I do magic. Whoa, look at my tits are huge.
Want to see my disappearing trick?
There was one episode where I'm like, Shannon Doherty, seriously? You need to wear a bra. Like, what? You could totally see her nipples right through her shirt.
Which episode is this? What happened?
Yeah, you want to know what episode?
No, I'm just kind of curious.
I can't remember. I've watched so many of those episodes.
What happened in that episode?
I can't remember.
Okay. How long ago did you watch it?
Eric, do you want me to find it for you?
I'm just wondering.
Yeah, I'll find it for you.
And then just go get some groceries for like half an hour or something.
You're nasty.
Okay. Your vision time.
You said that bras basically weren't invented since 1980, and I'm sorry, but Shannon Doherty was obviously not wearing a bra.
Okay.
There's no way that your nipples are going to like stick out of your shirt that much.
Maybe. I don't know. So what happened in the
Shut up.
All right. Let's get into some Eurovision stuff, right? That sounds good. Now, I'm going to start off on a good note because we had been talking about this song for a while because I'd heard about this band, and from what I'd heard in the past, they actually sound pretty good. This is the audio. It's just the audio of Israel's entry, band called Isabeau. Their song called Time.
Yeah, they're good.
Yeah.
And they're way too good for Eurovision.
They're so not going to win, but I'm glad that they've entered because...
Why don't you think they're going to win? Because they're too good, right?
It's a good song, and I really like it, but it's just the type of stuff that they pick for a winner is usually either like a shitty bout.
There is no way of knowing what they're going to pick for a winner.
Yeah, then again, I didn't...
There really isn't.
I didn't expect last year's winner.
No, not at all. Last year's entry was not... at all in my top three. All
right. So this is just the audio. Anyways, their song is called Time. Wow. That kind of blew my tits off, how good that was.
Yeah. How did we look at the videos by them? Was it on YouTube where you just punch in Isabeau?
Yeah, like I'll put a link to it. Like this particular song, they just had the official sort of studio audio, and then they had actually a clip of a live performance of them playing this song in a club or something. But the audio wasn't as good, so I just decided to play this. But I'll put up the live performance one, and you can check that out.
You know what?
What?
I was trying to show somebody one of the Eurovision videos, and I went to our website, and I clicked on it, and it was the wrong one.
Uh-oh. I fucked up.
Yeah.
Weird.
You're fired.
I quit. Another year.
No, you can't do that. If I fire you, you can't quit.
Oh, what if I quit before you fire me?
No, it doesn't work. You're fired.
I quit. Oh. Another Eurovision news. The UK has announced who's going to be representing them. We haven't heard the song yet, but we know who's going to be performing it. Engelbert Humperdinck.
That's the worst name ever.
It is the... And it's funny thing...
Engelbert
Humperdinck. And Bert. And the funny thing is...
Engelbert.
And that's not the name he was born with. This is his stage name.
Oh, my goodness.
I'm like, who is this guy? Because I, you know...
So what's his real name?
I don't... It's like something very ordinary, something very British. Like, you know, nothing like... Nothing out of the ordinary. But apparently, like, he...
You remember it because
it's
so
it's a
weird.
Hard name to not... I remember.
Yeah.
I guess early on in his career, he'd been going, doing his thing for a few years, and he kind of hit sort of a plateau, and he's like, what's going to take me to the next level? I know. I need a different name for my career. And then he did that. Next thing you know, has a long career, and he's representing the UK. And
I think my parents have one of their CDs. I think that's the reason why I know that name.
Yeah, I've heard of it, but I wouldn't be able to tell you a song that he's done, but... I know the name because it's how can you forget a name like Engelbert Humperdinck? Speaking of unfortunate names, we have Austria's entry. Group called, and maybe this is just something which got lost in translation, Track Shittas, because they, and that is.
Oh, that's just bad.
Yeah. And they're called, and their song called,
Woki mit dem
Wapo. It means something in Austrian. But Track Shittas, because they shittas all over the tracks.
Are they leave tracks of shit?
They leave tracks of shit. We're the Track Shittas. We're from Austria, and this is our song. All right. Und Ole lächeln, hey, ja, hey, ja, hey. Wir sind Party-Indianer, drum die Federn auf die Kick. Und wir saufen dann wie die Dick. Jetzt kommt die Nudelsuppen-Game, Suppen-Game. Schon lang kannst du durch den Jubel, Trubel zählen. Und sie draußen. Who the fuck is screaming for these jerks? Sorry.
Oh!
Holy shit.
That was a track.
Wow.
That was a track shit is with Wookiee Meat and Popo.
That's awesome. Okay, so the very, very last thing that you see on the clip is the lights turn on because it was all really dark because these ladies are wearing leotards with fluorescent green outlining their ass and their hips and their tits, basically. Yeah. And then anyway, the lights come on. The guy opens up his shirt and he's got Wookiee Meat Tempopo written on his chest. And he's like, check it out.
I remember I first heard this song. Man. I'm like, this is the worst thing ever. But actually now listening to it the whole way through, I'm like, I think this is,
it's not that bad.
It'll do actually all right.
Yeah. It's kind of catchy. And, you seriously watch the video. It kind of starts out like me and then it starts to get better like halfway through.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, those one piece leotards. Such a simple effect, but very effective.
Very effective, let me tell you.
Oh.
Oh, come on.
What?
And there are these
Eric, there, it was basically like they drew an ass onto these ladies.
Yeah.
It's not really their ass.
It's very effective.
And you thought it was hot?
I thought it was. Yeah,
because they're shaking their ass?
It just accentuated what was already there. I thought it was hot. Especially when the lights turned out. And aww. It was just like,
if I draw a picture of a naked lady, do you think that would be hot too?
Yeah.
You like cartoon porn?
No, I just liked it when there's an ass drawn on an ass. All right? Who doesn't like that?
Oh, that's funny.
It is funny. we're just going to hammer through these a little bit today, just because over the next two episodes, we're going to be having guests. And I think once we have some guests for the next few episodes, we'll be talking more regular content. We'll just sort of ease off on the Eurovision stuff for a bit and get back to it. So moving along, we have Finland's entry, Pernilla Carlson, with a song called Narjag Blundar, which is Finland for something. Pernilla Carlson song.
Som en sjö utan vatten, som en lykta utan ljus.
anyways, that was Finland, Pernilla Carlson with Nyjag Blundar, which...
Oh, that was really pretty.
It was a nice song.
Yeah. I have to admit, Eric, I think that I want to be an inspirational dancer.
Oh, yeah. That dancer was something else.
It looks like doing that kind of dancing is so much fun.
Because you know, you see something like that and you're like, maybe there are such things as like people who are like half fairy or half elf.
Yeah.
Or and like, because that totally. Is like some like mystical, like some sort of like magical shit going on. This is
well, because
like,
it looks like she was floating.
I know, just like just
floating and twirling, and
that's how hobbits dance, or like
no, hobbits elves. Are short and they.
Sorry,
can't
that's how
do
elves
that
dance.
Yeah, elves.
All right. And we know how much Rochelle wants to be an elf.
Yeah.
Mostly.
Yeah. Yeah. It'd be so cool, especially. You know, because you can, like, run really fast, and then you have, like, magic stuff, and they're all really tall and limber, and you live in trees.
That's your goal?
Hide from people. People don't know that you're there.
We could do most of that. You know, we could move to the forest and hide from society and run around.
No, but, Eric, then we would just be gross. Like, it's not the same thing.
Okay. It's mostly there, but
and
not.
We would probably starve.
Like running around first day, be like, "Yay!"
I wonder what elves eat. I don't think they eat meat.
I don't know.
They probably just live off of leaves, like giraffes.
They're like giraffe people.
Yeah,
perhaps. Let's switch things up a bit.
What are you talking about, Eric? That was majorly switching things up from like. Both of those songs were so different.
Yeah, the last.
Yeah,
but I mean, we'll just we'll play something else, then we'll come back to you. Maybe another video or two. This is the latest video from Catherine Chloe Cahoon.
Wow, she puts out so many videos.
She puts out like once a month, which is good because it's content for me.
You like it because she puts out once a month.
Yeah, she puts out more than that apparently.
Only if you're European.
I'm like, Catherine, I am European. I'm from Paris. Yeah, right. This is a
nice try.
This is a video about giving some insight as onto the cover of the book.
Hi everyone, I'm Catherine Chloe Cahoon, author of The Single Girl's Guide to Meeting European Men. So Maria asked who designed my book cover. I actually did, but I didn't draw it, which is a good thing because the guys would have probably been stick figures. Well, this is pretty unorthodox because most book covers don't show faces. But since each one of these guys is real and has a story in my book, I just had to. And this sports hunk is Italian. He is a body double doing these intense stunts in films. But when he's not shooting, he's a surf instructor to keep himself in shape. And I had a girlfriend who met him on a one-week vacation, and she innocently signed up for a surf lesson, but in the process started this steamy romance, which she has been able to continue because now she's in Europe for graduate school. And let me tell you, he is ridiculously gorgeous. You can probably tell, but even the cover doesn't do him justice. I mean, if you think that...
Well, even that pencil crayon drawing of the surf instructor. Like, well, yeah, that is a good drawing. Don't get me wrong.
I know, but... It's a drawing.
Yeah,
it's right? I mean, some people like Eric might get turned out by drawings, but most people don't.
Shut up. You're not supposed to. Okay. Listen, no, I'm going to stop this because I don't think I'm alone in this, right?
Whatever.
I think any male with a penis who watches that video and sees those asses because these women.
But you can't see the asses. Everything is blacked out. They're wearing black spandex suits.
Skin tight.
No, but all you see is the fluorescent green line that is drawn onto their ass to outline their ass, but it might not even be on their, like, outlining their ass. It's
I don't
just
care.
A drawing.
I can't explain. I think it's hot and I'm making no apologies for it.
What?
And if there's anybody If they're, you know, back me up here, guys. If you watch the video, I'll put it up on our website and on our Facebook. And if you think it's hot, just throw it out. Say, hey, this is good. Eric's not full of shit, and Eric's no weirdo for thinking that that's hot. I'm sorry, but it is.
Fine. We get it. I have to say, this cover of this book is, I thought that this book was published in the 80s because the cover is so bad and tacky.
It's these five dudes. One.
It's Eric. Look at the cover. It's so tacky. You can tell it was designed by her.
12 packs only come in beer, then you need to see him up close and personal, because it seems like he has 12 pack ab. And this is a side note, but it's a funny side note. My friend said that from dating him, she learned that although most men think that there are only two types of underwear, you know, boxers or briefs, the Italian men think that there is only one, Dolce and Gabbana. So this.
Oh, that's a joke.
Yeah, what does that mean?
It means that there's only one type of underwear, and that's brand name Dolce & Gabbana underwear.
Oh.
Guy is Olivier, and he is an art aficionado. You know, the type who is very cultured, intelligent, oh, of course, romantic. A lot of these artistic men are very romantic, and they take girls to kind of places like restaurants with stained glass windows.
Yeah, the ones that are cheap that they can afford.
It's like I'm artistic. Why don't we go to Le Stained Glass? It's my favorite restaurant.
It's so dumb. Oh, my goodness.
Well, that's what that's what artistic European men do.
Sure.
Well, anyways, I met Olivier when I was studying at the London School of Economics. And one of my courses was theater culture, and we were required to see so many plays and write reviews, and our professor was, oh, he was tough. I believe I met Olivier after my second performance, and before seeing the production, I had read every single critic's review and the director's notes, and after the final curtain came down, I turned to my friend, and I started analyzing the production and brainstorming what I'd write my review on. Now, most guys would have probably thought all that talk was really boring, but I wasn't.
You think? Let's skip ahead like 10 seconds.
Yeah, I think it's boring.
Let me tell you, I would have never known all that information if it weren't for my course. But he didn't need to know that. At least he didn't need to know that quite yet. But he
get to the point, Catherine.
Out to dinner to continue our discussion. And
then we boned.
A wonderful relationship.
And he's hot. And he's got
so
a six
pack.
If you
want to learn more about Olivier, the sports hunk, or any of the other guys on my cover, you're just going to have to read my book. It is full of true romantic stories, and some of them are really hilarious. So the whole book.
How far did you get into that book, Rochelle?
Not very far.
Like a chapter, two chapters?
Yeah.
I should read it.
It's really it.
We
I mean,
bought
it's,
it. We it, paid. We
I, Eric. It was like $3 on the Kindle.
Whatever.
It was really cheap, but it was funny at first, and then it was just like, this is so dumb.
I'm gonna read it.
Advice is so dumb.
I'm gonna.
Like I think I stopped when she was like, if you're going for a hike with a European man, try and dress sexy while working out.
Okay.
You know, like, and her advice was to cut a shirt on the seam and then tie it together so that you're showing a little bit of skin. I'm like, are you kidding me?
I'm gonna read this book and I'm gonna report back to our listeners.
You're not gonna read it.
I'll read it.
You won't be able to get through it.
I got through fucking Demon Seduction. I can get through fucking.
Eric, that's a movie. That's totally different.
All right. Now I'm gonna get through it just to make a point.
Yeah, you're not.
If you say you can't do something, I'm like, fuck you, I will.
Really? Oh, that's how I get you to do stuff. Oh, thanks.
Oh, shit, my secret's out. You'll never do the fucking.
You'll never do the dishes, Erica. I know it.
Fuck you. Scrub, 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 scrub. Who's laughing now, Michelle? Scrub, 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 scrub. Wash, wash, wash. Dry, dry, dry. Showed you.
So dumb.
I know. It's so simple. Maybe I should be wearing a giant leopard patch jacket or tiger patch jacket.
No.
It's pretty badass. So.
No.
It's pretty awesome.
The one thing that I do have to say about the book is that, in her little videos and stuff, she always talks about how everything's so romantic and blah, blah, blah. But the book is mostly all about picking up guys.
Mm.
And so it doesn't really seem like these women are looking for, like, they're only in Europe for a short amount of time. So it's not really like, yeah, you're looking for romance, but you're basically looking to get laid, right?
I would think so, yeah.
Yeah, and the book is a little bit more upfront with that, where the videos are all about romance, and she kind of like subtly suggests, you know, getting laid, but yeah.
Can we have time for one more video, Rochelle? We're going to play this game. We're going to play the country game. We're going to listen to Macedonia. I can't remember which country this is.
So I get to pick or you get to pick?
You get to pick.
Okay, I'm just going to do this. 1, 2, 3. I'm just randomly going to point at the computer. Blah.
That's about Italy. Close okay. enough. All right, we'll play Italy, Nina Zilli, with a song called Per Sempre. And that will be the last song we play for the show.
You're so good at different languages, Eric. It's awesome. Are you like Italian or something?
I'm European. Which means I'm very good at surfing. And
it just means I'm very cultured. I'm very romantic.
Exactly. This is our last song. This is Italy, Nina Zilli, Per Sempre. And I haven't heard this, so let's hope it's good. Let's get our shit together in Italy.
San Giorno tu tornassi da me dicendo che è stato un errore lasciarmi andare lontano, lontano da te. Se un giorno tu parlassi di me dicendo che sono il tuo rimpianto e non riesci a dormire, allora ti direi stavolta sarebbe per sempre. Non importerebbe niente se le parole tue mi hanno fatto male, ma tanto vale che stavolta sia per sempre, perché l'orgoglio in amore è un limite che sa. Se un giorno tu sentissi che c'è qualcosa che non ti sai spiegare, non ti lascia andare, non chiedere a me, neghi la verità. Ora che non ti serve piangere, puoi lasciarti cadere, dimenticare, non basterà. Ma illudimi che sia per sempre, non importerebbe niente se le parole tue mi hanno fatto male, ma tanto vale che stasera non cedo a niente, perché se perdo in amore perdo te, che accendi il mondo per un istante e poi va via. E so che è stupido pensarti diverso da ciò che sei realmente, di quello che ti ho dato non ho avuto indietro neanche il minimo, per cui valga la pena di star male mentre affoghi nei tuoi errori, cerco di capire l'irrefrenabile bisogno di cercare amore, quel che è fertile neanche a morire invece di morire. Sazia solo
That song will do well. Guaranteed.
Yeah, I think so.
Guaranteed.
It was really cute, and her voice is really nice. I like it.
She's a good voice, pretty good looking, and she does things while she's basically standing behind a microphone, but she somehow does things with her body where it makes her...
Yeah, it kind of reminded me of seeing some of the older Eurovision entries, like 1950s doo-wop. like the backup singer ladies who do all those little moves behind the microphone.
Yeah, exactly.
She was kind of doing that stuff.
It's good stuff.
And her hairstyle is kind of 1960s, and it's fun.
Yeah, I liked it.
I liked it. It was really good.
That will do well. Like, I was worried, though, because, like, a lot of the earlier songs we had heard have been kind of shitty, but now it seems like all the better ones are coming along.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Because I'm, like, I was kind of worried, but... It's good.
Yeah. But this, you know, keep in mind, this is all before the semifinalists and the finalists. Like, the really bad ones get weeded out.
Yep.
In the semis.
Bulgaria. I'm sorry. And I feel bad because we have Bulgarian friends, but fuck.
No, it doesn't mean that our Bulgarian friends like that music. They can make fun of their own country just as much as
they hate it
else.
As much as we do. So they're like,
yeah.
All right. Let's get out of here, shall we?
Sounds good. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Yep, so you've been listening to Tip Tap Tip. We're a podcast from Calgary. You should listen on your iTunes and stuff. Tell your friends, neighbors, relatives, etc., spouses, pets. Tell them to listen to the show. Go, hey, guy, person, you should listen to this show. It's really good. And they go, what's the thing? And they go, shut up and stick these in your ear. And they go, okay.
Actually, most people are like, what's a podcast? What?
Word.
How do you find it? What? Oh, iTunes? Really? It's on iTunes?
It's on iTunes. Yeah. I don't know.
Anyway, any comments, any stories that you might have found on the internet that you think me would be into, you can also email them to us, info@tiptaptip.com, just like Calvin does.
Yay! That's good.
And Scarborough, dude.
Yeah. We're gonna, if you're sick of Eurovision, you're in for a treat, because the next few episodes we're gonna ease up a bit on that, because we're gonna have guests. The next episode and the episode after that.
Yeah. Right?
So you can listen and we'll be normal again. Right? It's good.
Whatever. You make it sound like Eurovision's not fun. It's totally fun.
It is fun.
Is that what you're worried about?
Nah. I think. Anyways, too much of a good thing. Anyways, my name is Eric.
There's such a thing?
No.
Yeah.
All right. My name is Eric.
My name's Rochelle.
We'll talk to you later. Bye.
Bye.